nice enough to join us this morning after a busy Friday afternoon at Churchill Downs. I guess it doesn't matter, Brad Cox, if you're busy, as long as part of being busy is getting that picture taken. Congratulations on a great Oaks Day, Brad.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for having me. Yeah, busy day, and it was a great day. Very, very, very memorable day.
Let's go back to Monday. Post-draw for the Kentucky Oaks. Not like the Derby where you're too worried about post, but I'm sure you weren't thrilled when Dan pulled 14 and Ben pulled Monomoy Girl out of the pill bottle and the entry box.
Yeah, no, it was not really what we were looking for, but honestly, immediately someone said at the table, said, oh, we got to take back now, we got to take back. I heard that and I said, no, we don't. We do our thing and we don't try to change anything. You don't get in the way of a fast horse, and that's what she is. And she's fast, and she can carry her speed, which she's shown us over the last 6-7 months. So tremendous filly, very proud of her. And you know, honestly, when he did pull the number, I thought I got to put a positive spin on this somehow. And the only thing I could come up with was the pressure through the post. We can kind of press horses as opposed to being pressed. Blount did an excellent job of, you know, getting her out and getting her in the position she needed to be in. So. It you know, I you know, you're always a little, you're always, you know, concerned, or you know, you break it down, whatever post, you know, who's inside of you, outside of you. So you know, you always try to break down the race, handicap the race, and you know, it was a huge effort, and it ended up not really affecting us, the post.
I'd have to imagine, Brad, when you have a filly as versatile as she is. Two wins on the turf to start her career. She's won on the pace, off the pace. That bad post is kind of negated by all that good stuff, yeah?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I thought we learned more about her in the Rachel than we did any of her races just because she broke, you know, hind end, looked like she kind of slipped out from underneath of her a little bit. She kind of hit the gate a little bit that day. But with that being said, you know, she had to obviously – pass all the horses in the race. I never thought we'd be last going into the first turn that day, but we were. And like I said, it could have, you know, definitely give us a little more confidence with her moving forward. And you know, she, you know, we learned even more about her yesterday. She really got in a dog fight. Last time she was in a dog fight, she was a head short. Come up a head short. Yesterday she come up half length in front. So, you know, she showed the ability to fight off another horse and even get passed down the lane and battle back. So, you know, tremendous effort.
What made you start her on the turf, Brad?
You know, she obviously showed talent and ability, but she was not very fast out of the gate early on. And at that time, they were not running route races on the dirt. And I thought, you know, if I run her short, I think she's probably going to get left. And with that being said, I thought, let's just run her long. She'll be able to put herself, or, you know, they won't get away from her. And, you know, she can run at him at the end, or she can even be in the race early. And that's really where that comes from. You know, it's just her ability just kind of flow out of the gate, just not very fast. So it worked out. It worked out really, really well, you know, the way we brought her into the race, or, you know, started her out and whatnot. So it worked out good. So, and then the second start, you know, the race was there at Churchill. Just thought, you know, obviously she won on the surface. We'd give her a start. And we actually, our third start, you know, she won the Rags to Riches. But we thought about going to Belmont for the Chelsea Flower. And it looked like the weather was going to be a little rough. And the race was coming up deep field with a large deep field. We briefed her. You know, she continued to breathe well on the dirt. We thought, you know, let's look at this thing. It looked like she was going to be the favorite, and I believe she was the favorite that day. So we decided to give her a shot on the dirt, and we never looked back with her.
It's amazing how timing and, you know, how people think it's easy to train a racehorse, but how timing and all this planning. You mentioned the Chelsea Flower. We actually canceled at Belmont that day. It was closing day at Belmont. They actually canceled. So who knows what kind of route she'd have to take to get to where she is now. And that is clearly at the top of the three-year-old filly division. We're talking with Brad Cox, trainer of, among others, the Kentucky Oaks winner from yesterday, Monomoy Girl. She almost wasn't the Oaks winner, even though she passed the line about a half length in front of Wonder Godot. What's going through your mind? Because the celebration that we saw on NBC, I've been a fan from afar from a while, but I felt like after the celebration, we definitely need to spend some time together in Saratoga this summer. how did what goes through your mind when they start to proverbially blink the number in a race the magnitude of the Oaks?
When they what, Anthony? I'm sorry.
When the inquiry sign went up.
Oh, well, you know, when I watched the race in lifetime, I kind of saw the bump or the graze, you know, or whatever you want to call it. They kind of brushed each other. I think to say they brushed each other a little bit would be a fair, you know, way of looking at it. And then I saw the head on, and I thought, you know, they did kind of brush a little bit, but I didn't really think either horse was, had to alter course or anything. And you know, we were, a half length in front at the wire. So I felt pretty confident that we would stay up, but you never really know. And obviously you're not the one making the decision, but it definitely was, you know, made me a little nervous, but, you know, and after watching the replay, I felt, like I said, pretty confident that her number would stay up. And, you know, I believe that the connections of the other filly did what they were supposed to do. And, you know, obviously take a look at it, you trace, and obviously Florent felt pretty confident that we'd stay where we are once he, you know, got back and was able to talk to the stewards. So, you know, it was definitely a little anticipation there waiting for that to become official.
You had Sassy Sienna and Kelly's Humor as well in the Oaks. How did all three fillies come back from the race yesterday?
All of them looked great this morning. I think it's a testament to how sound those fillies are and how good the racetrack was yesterday. I think we ran on a really good surface. Has been good here at Churchill, and all three fillies are very sound, and they all look great this morning. So all three ran very, very hard. Sassy Sienna helped close to the pace, just, you know, never gave up. I mean, kept fighting, and Kelly Zimmer maybe, you know, had to weave in and out of a couple horses down the lane, maybe didn't get the clearest trip, but had a good account of herself. I think we may shorten her back up and give her a shot somewhere down the road. Shorter distances, maybe around one turn, but hopefully she will move forward when we get her back to anywhere between 7 furlongs in 1 mile.
What's next for Monomoy Girl?
You know, I guess looking forward, the spot would be the Acorn. That would be something we could look at. And then, I don't know. We'll talk it over with Saul and Michael Dubb and just kind of, kind of work from the Breeders' Cup backwards. Obviously, being here at Churchill this year. The Acorn's a really prestigious race. And, it's a race we were third in last year at Dinner Island that we thought we really had a good shot at winning. But it's a great race, and it would be nice to, you know, add that to her resume and, you know, ultimately try to make her champion 3-year-old.
I know she gave you your first grade one win in the Ashland, and now she gave you your second in the Oaks. I imagine that special place in your heart for her grew a little bit yesterday.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it was a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment for this filly, and it would be awesome to make her a champion 3-year-old filly, and you know, we would definitely need to accomplish a little more this year. I feel like to get that done, because I'm sure there shouldn't be other fillies. You know, lots of great fillies out there. Wonder Godot, Caledonia Road's coming back, and you know, we gotta keep, you know, showing up in these races and putting together a nice resume. She's already put together a very nice resume, but obviously we got to continue to build on that. And like I said, she come out of it in great shape this morning, so hopefully onward and upward.
I was going to say, you want to accomplish more with her. She's already accomplished a lot. You're having a fantastic year, winning right around 30%. Wherever you go, it seems. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the team and just the fantastic start to 2018.
Yeah, we've had a good start to the year. It's you know, we've got a great team in place. Stabled at Churchill, Keeneland, Indiana, and Belmont. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to is great help and really nice horses and clients that allow you, you know, trust you with good horses and great stock and allow you to place them where they can be competitive. And, you know, if one's not ready to run, we're not forced to run. If one needs time, we give it time or whatever may be the situation. But it's basically what it comes down to is, you know, evaluating an individual and trying to make the most out of each horse and place them in the proper spots and run them when they're ready. Not when we're ready, not when the trainer's ready or the owner's, not when the horse is ready. But it has been a great year. Like I said, we've got the right people in the right places to like, and yeah, things are really going well right now.
Will Call set the tone yesterday, earlier on in the card in the turf sprint. Must have been nice to get him back to the form he showed at Fairgrounds. Do you think it was just a soft turf last time in the Shakertown?
That's the only thing I could come up with. And, I mean, some horses just don't like the Keeneland turf course for whatever reason. And, you know, we obviously had a lot of wet weather going into that weekend, and the turf was all, you know, supposed to be soft. I would have to say that would be the reason. I mean, he was training tremendous going into that race and obviously training well going into yesterday's race. So I had a lot of confidence with him at Keeneland. For whatever reason, he didn't show up. Well, you know, he just didn't run at all that day. He came out of it in great shape and had two fantastic briefs here at Churchill over the turf course. So we thought he was set up for a big effort yesterday. He ran extremely well. I think we found out a little more about him. I mean, he's won very close to where he's been setting off of it. I think against these really fast horses, you know, he's a horse that's going to obviously have to set off of it a little bit, and they're going to have to duke it out up front. He's going to have to run down late like he did yesterday. There was a lot of speed in the race yesterday, and Sean did a tremendous job riding and putting him in good position and pushing the button when it was time to go, and he responded well for him.
He going to jump on the van when one or more girl come up for the Jiper?
It's very possible, yes. We will look at either the Jiper or the Highlander at Woodbine, but one of those races definitely will target next out for him.
All right. Well, Brad, thanks for some time this morning. I know you're swamped. Have a great Derby. You like anybody today? Who you like in the Derby?
Yeah, in the Derby, I think I'm pulling for Hofburg, Magna Moon. I like Justify, Audible. It's a deep, deep group, and when you go out here and watch them train, it doesn't really clear anything up. They all look like they're moving pretty well to me. So it's a solid, solid group, and hopefully it's a great Derby and a great finish, and I'm looking forward to it.
And you will be represented later on this afternoon by Arklow in the Turf Classic. Give us a few words about him.
Arklow's doing well. It's a step up. It is his third race off the layoff. He's training tremendous here at Churchill on the turf course. So, you know, we think he'll run well. Like I said, step up. You know, he's going to have to run the best race of his life. But, you know, we think it's in there. Third race off the layoff is an older horse, a four-year-old. Knows the horse very well. So we're excited. We think, you know, and we're getting a little rain here. I don't think it's going to really change the turf course a whole lot. But, you know, he doesn't mind a little cut in the ground, so we'll see what happens. Excited about him.
Beat Good Samaritan last year on Derby Day in the Grade 2 American Turf. Brad Cox, congratulations, buddy. Great job yesterday. Continued success, and we'll talk to you down the line. Enjoy Derby Day.
Thanks, Anthony. Talk to you soon. Thank you.